May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hi Tim, yes, it's the final race in these May Bumps. It's the Premier League of men's rowing here in Cambridge. And actually this week it's been a fairly boring contest, and we'll see if that's shaken up in the final day, because Keys, Downing, LMBC and Jesus, all four of the top boats, rowed over every single day. Pembroke next, then first and third, then St. Cats. They've all pretty much reversed their positions, their order. That's kind of the only area of this rundown where anything of note has happened. Then Queens, Clare, Kings, Christ and Emma M1 also all rowed over every single day. Peterhouse M1 are on the up once again. They're next. Then Fitz M1 dropped a place yesterday to Peterhouse. Churchill M1 have been sort of moving their way up the division. They didn't get Blazer because they rowed over on day two. Girton M1 have been going down. Magdalen M1 are up a little bit. And then, of course, there is the Stanwich.
Really fast rowing.
And
everywhere.
I'm being accosted by some drunken reprobates.
That's not true.
Oh, dear. Anyway, the race is almost about to start. The one-minute cannon is imminent. And while I get rid of these people, we're going to ask Morwenna. There's the one-minute cannon. Morwenna, very quickly, what are we looking for in this race? What are your tips for the best bump?
Well, as you've said, this is the Premier League of rowing. You know, at the bottom of the division, we've got Selwyn M1, who have Danny Morris, a spare pair of Goldie. And then at the very top, we have Keys M1, obviously full of blues, or at very least trialists. My money is going to be on Peterhouse M1, Bump Emmanuel. I think that's going to be a really, really interesting fight. I'm hoping it's going to reach me on the long reach. But right now, over to Rob at first post, because I'm imagining that the crews are starting to push out.
Thank you, Morwenna. Yes, I can just see them being pushed out now into the river as the last 15 or so seconds are counted down before the starting gun goes. It's going to be very exciting today. I imagine will be quite a few crews doing a bump or bust sprint off the start. Especially Downing in the past few years, always on the last AMA bump. They've gone off very hard, and the starting cannon has just gone. As predicted, all crews are now really rating high, taking a lot of strokes, trying to get their boat moving quickly off the start. Keys, however, look to have got the strongest start as their boat really surges through the water. But Downing also going exceptionally hard, working really hard to try and close the gap on Keys as early as possible. And behind them, there we have Lady Margaret chasing Downing, also rating exceptionally high. Probably have not made up any ground so far, though. But the whole crew working really hard together. And as it stands at the moment, it's looking like it might be a fairly boring top four again. All the crews look to be about on station. After Jesus, I can see Pembroke M1. And behind Pembroke M1, I can see first and third M1, who look to have closed up to maybe half a length on them, so they may well bump them back. Can you see anything on Grassy yet?
Yes, indeed. I can see the formidable Keys M1 streaking towards me. I'm not convinced they're going to be troubled by Downing M1. More or less on the station, if anything, it's extended to two boat lengths. Behind Downing, of course, we've got LMBC. They've had a good few years recently, sort of been snaking their way up the rankings. Not really made any inroads into those top two positions. Maybe this is their year. About a boat length between Downing and LMBC.
Rob?
And before I pass back to you, Rob, I'd just like to give you a bit of trivia about the Clare boat you're about to see. It's called Joel Jennings. Last year it was stroked by a man called Joel Jennings. Unfortunately this year, no Joel Jennings in the boat, so Joel Jennings is no longer stroking himself. Back to you, Rob.
So, I have just seen Clare, Kings and Christ all row past, all within about half a length of each other. Kings really putting a push in, getting a very tight line round the corner. They may well bump Clare as they come into the gut. Over to you, Ben.
Yes, Pembroke are being chased by first and third. It's down to a quarter of a length. First and third, magnificent college, magnificent history. Probably the best college in all of Oxbridge. Just saying, they now have overlap on Pembroke. They're going to punish them for that bump earlier. Behind them, the cats nowhere to be seen. That bump is imminent. You're going to see it on the plough reach. If you're at the plough, stand up, cheer, and show your love to first and third. I'm going to throw over to Rob now.
So I've just seen now Maudlin and Girton row past. Maudlin look as if they're just about to bump Girton. Their bows are overlapping the cocks now. I think any stroke now, the Girton cocks is going to concede. I think I could just see that hand going up now. Can you see on grassy bed?
Well, at the moment, I'm waiting for that to happen. But yeah, the boats are pulling in. So yeah, that is a concession there. So yeah, Girton bumped by Maudlin, which means the sail will probably row over, unless they get a very cheeky overbump on Churchill, which I just... At the moment, Churchill looks sluggish, but I can't see the overbump happening, frankly. Muscular and beautiful, though the Selwyn boaties and their rowing is. Ahead of me, though, Peterhouse do look like they may well get that bump on Emma. It's down to a boat length. We'll have to follow that one. But over to you now, Beth.
Okay, I've just had Pembroke row past me. The preceding Bruce O'Keefe, Standing, Maggie and Jesus all looking very strong, but about the silver and station. The interesting one is going to be first and third up on Pembroke as they go around it in corner. First and third still gaining, but it doesn't quite look like they're there. Then I've got some cats coming through behind, a good two boat lengths ahead of Queens. But Queens are being very hotly pursued by Claire with their bright yellow blades, who are also being very hotly pursued by Kings behind them. This is going to be very interesting. It's going to go right down to the wire, but currently it looks like Kings have more power than Claire as they're going round distance. This could be a very interesting one. And behind them, I can see Christ coming through. Morwenna, can you see anything yet on long reach?
I can see the mighty, mighty Keys M1 powering towards me. I've said before of Selwyn, Keys are another crew to watch. If you want a masterclass in rowing, look at that. They've got Sam Lloyd sitting at stroke, and they're looking absolutely fantastic. Beth, back to you, Beth. What's going on with you?
Okay, I have just had Emma come past me really, really closely to see by Peterhouse. Peterhouse really pushing that down to the canvas. It's probably going to be a bump if Peterhouse could keep going. As I go around it, and I can't see that if anything is conceded there. But then I can see Fitzpatrick around the corner, not looking as strong as they are, hoping, followed by Churchill. But when, can you see if anything's happened between Emma and Peterhouse yet?
No, I cannot, Beth. I'm currently trying to move up the river, but I can see Pembroke being chased very, very hard by Trinity Hall. It's probably about half a length now, but Trinity Hall look as if they're starting to tire. They're slowing down. They're going at a much higher rate than Pembroke, but Pembroke seems to be really pulling their legs down. They've got Archie Wood at stroke. He's really getting some way, but it's now down to the canvas between those two crews. And Cats are following them. However, I cannot see Peterhouse, which would suggest that they may have bumped out. I'll get back to you on that. But St. Catharines, powering past. Nothing's going to catch them. I don't think they're going to catch anything else. Queens M1 rang past. And now Claire M1 being chased very, very hard by Kings M1. Kings M1 gaining on them slightly, starting to tire. Claire going a far, far higher rate, and Kings just struggling to get the legs down. It's now down to canvas. They may, yeah, hang on, there may be a bump here. There may. I'm just going to wait and see for that, but right now, Christ M1, look as if they're pushing for the overbump as Kings M1 start to tire. And hang on, the race is still on with Emma and Peterhouse. Peterhouse pushing. Like, I had on time, obviously, they bladed last year. They have Andre Lepen of the Cambridge Lightweights at stroke. Boom. And, yes, and they have got down to a canvas. This could be a bump any minute now for Peterhouse. I'm going to follow this one. Ben, back to you, and I'll get back to you on this one.
Thank you very much, Morwenna. Very excited to see what happens. And I'd love to see what happens between first and third and Pembroke as well. Obviously, first and third, the only boat club anybody cares about on the River Cam. But it looks like it's going to be another race of many, many rowovers. And we'll ask Beth in a minute as to why that might be. Just a quick, just very quickly an announcement, Morwenna, before we throw for you. There has been a butterfly handbag has been found up near me at Grassy. It's been passed to the marshals, and we'll see what happens with that. Back to you, Morwenna.
Okay, we thought we have a concession, and yes, I think Emmanuel has conceded to Peterhouse, and now Churchill M1 are chasing, hang on, I'm just going to double check, yeah, they are chasing Fitzwilliam M1, and it looks as if they could, they're taking a very, very narrow line, both crews definitely
having no bump for Churchill M1, but you'll have to wait for the confirmed result. Ben, back to you.
Thank you very much, Morwenna. Now, it looks, again, I'll do a rundown in a minute. I'd love to know what happened between Pembroke and first and third. But Rob, up at first base corner, you saw them all, you saw them off. Why is it, though, when we get to these top divisions, there are so fewer bumps than we see in the lower divisions? Why are the higher division boats much better at rowing over? It seems like we don't have Rob. That's unfortunate. Morwenna, perhaps you can answer that question.
I think it's generally because you have in the M1 divisions, you have a much, much more even standard. If you look just between Downing and Keys M1, you know, both crews are probably going to be doing about 8 sessions of training a week. So you've got a very level playing field, whereas obviously the further down the divisions you get, you know, you've got some crews who are going to be doing, you know, let's say 3 outings, 2 erg sessions in a circuit, and some crews are just going to do the minimal amount of outings to get to bumps. And the only final thing is actually, apparently, the CBC actually organised the divisions in the lower ones. There's as much carnage as possible. Something to bear in mind, Ben.
Thanks very much, Morwenna. Okay, so as the sun sets here near the River Cam and the crowd start to pack up their folding chair, put all their pims away and put their rubbish in the bin, it's time to do a rundown then. So we think, in the M1 division, we think Keys, Downing, LMBC and Jesus all row over. Pembroke looks to row over ahead of first and third M1, but that was extremely tight and will have gone right to the wire. Do stay tuned to find out how that one went when there's a results update in about 10 minutes' time. Cats, Queens, Clare, Kings, Christ all row over. Emma were bumped by Peterhouse. Fitz, Churchill row over. Girton bumped by Magdalen. And Selwyn row over. That's what we're calling it. So,
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAMFM.
Very quick rundown, because it seems like a really exciting division, but actually only Magdalen M1 bumped Girton M1, so not very much happened. So I'll run through all of the crews that's rowovers for, but it's going to take a bit of time. So we've got rowovers for Keys M1, Downing M1, Lady Margaret M1, Jesus M1, Pembroke M1, First and Third M1, St Catherine's M1, Queen's M1, Clare M1, King's M1, Christ's M1, Emmanuel M1, Peterhouse M1, Fitzwilliam M1, Churchill M1, and Selwyn M1. So all of those bumps that we thought were going to happen just didn't materialise in the end. But other than that, the sun's starting to set on the river, and it's been a pretty amazing day here for us.
Great, thanks, Morwenna. Can we just confirm a bit lower in the division?
Yes.
Jack's just sitting here with a pen. Can we just confirm one of the results?
I was just wondering, did Peterhouse M1... Sorry.
Peterhouse M1 and Emma M1 row over, or did they bump each other?
No, they both rode over.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Morwenna, and send our love to the rest of the commentary team. You guys have been amazing today.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAMFM.
On air. 97.2.
Online.
CAMFM.co.uk.